This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
To Japan now, where the radiation from the Fukushima nuclear accident is going nowhere fast. And in many cases, it's not clear where the radiation is okay and where it's not. That's where a group called Safecast comes in. They've been on the ground since the accident. Co-founder Sean Bonner is still in Japan, and he's with me now. Hello, Sean.
Thanks for having me on.
So what's the essential problem that you and your team are jumping in Japan to solve?
It's mostly that there's no reliable radiation data available to the public on the kind of granularity level that is actually useful to people. So we've been taking radiation on street-by-street level measurements and then publishing those for everyone to see.
This might seem like kind of a silly question, but why do people want to know on such a granular level?
Well, because it can change from street to street. We've seen levels change, 100 times just walking across a street. And so giving one giant average doesn't tell you the actual story in any case.
But are people making decisions in their day-to-day lives based upon the kind of readings that you're reporting?
Absolutely. The readings that we took in some of the areas inside of the sort of voluntary evacuation zone were not any higher than other major cities around the world. So people were able to see that and decide maybe they didn't need to sort of abandon their entire lives to evacuate. And likewise, some areas that were actually outside of any kind of recommended evacuation areas have some very high levels, and some people made decisions to leave their homes or businesses based on that to move to areas with lower readings.
This mapping that you and your team of volunteers are doing, why isn't the Japanese government taking care of that?
That is an excellent question, one that I don't have any kind of an answer for. It's not data that they don't know. They're certainly taking readings, but we felt that people needed to have this kind of data, so we started publishing it.
Sean Bonner is the co-founder of Safecast. Good to talk with you, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks again.